Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I have a theory, Raven.
I'm listening.
Certain department stores, right? And okay. Regular stores as well.
Right.
Manipulate the mirrors and the sizing to try to make you look and feel better when you buy their clothing.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. What makes you say that?
So I've been trying to get ready for the summer. And, you know, you start shopping and all the sales and all the new clothes are out. And you
I
get
do.
Excited. Right.
Yep.
It's an awful feeling when you put on a few pounds and nothing quite fits. So I've been dealing with the breakdowns that inevitably happen this time of year.
I'm married. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But what I've realized is that there's certain stores that do certain things that can manipulate what you buy and what you don't buy.
I get it. So you're talking about not just positioning of clothing, that type of stuff. You're talking about, like, when you're in there, it actually looks fantastic, and then when you get home, it looks terrible.
Case number one.
Okay.
Lord & Taylor's.
Yep.
For some reason, the lighting in their dressing rooms is always slightly dim, and I never quite thought about it until the other day when I went in there, and I go, you can't tell how pale I am. So I bought this outfit.
It's like a Valencia filter right there inside the dressing room.
They
right?
have made an Instagram filter in that dressing
Perfect.
Room.
Everybody looks better with a tan.
Exactly. So I go in there and I look slightly tan, like I have a little color, and I put the outfit on and
Your
I feel
tone is
better.
Right, right.
Right. And then I walk out and I wear the same dress and I walk out and I'm blinded by the sun and people can't look at me. They're mm-hmm. like, ah!
Under fluorescence, it's just terrible. You get home, you put it on yep. in the regular room and no
the
good.
Light. Right, so that's number one. So the thing is, if you buy things there, you have to realize that you cannot go out during the daytime. You can only go out at nighttime.
Right.
Two, the best thing that Old Navy, Gap, and Banana Republic have done is they've altered their sizes. So where I would normally am like a 6'8" right there, right?
Right, For so maybe you're reason, like a 4 there.
Even a 2. You know, sometimes. So
what?
You know, so if you walk into a store, you could be like, oh, I'm a Gap size 2. And they're like, okay, 6'8". And you're like, yes. It's exactly, no. I'm a Gap 2. I'm sorry. Did you not understand what I said?
I understand that. Right. So that's right. that's mental. Is like you feel yeah. smaller. You feel right. better about yourself. So you're going to go get the clothes there. That makes sense.
Yeah. So
okay.
They've got that figured out. That I'll take. I'm like, oh, no, no. I'm a small here at the Gap. Banana Republic. I'm a small at Banana Republic. Not anywhere else in the world.
Right.
Yeah. Forget
right.
those European
right
sizes.
Right here. Get me out that tented 2 that you have over there in the corner.
Right. But then I realized that Macy's, for some reason, has the most honest dressing room. Because you go in there uh-huh. and the lights are really bright.
Okay.
Right. The mirrors are not slanted in any way to make you look thinner.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in there with all these clothes and you try everything on. And for some reason, everything looks awful, but it's honest. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, but you're not taking any of it home then, I guess. Right.
I mean, no. You just cry in a corner.
I can buy into this theory. I mean, certain times, like you go and you stay at a hotel and how terrible is the lighting and the mirrors at the hotel that you're staying in. You're in the bathroom. You're like, look at me. I'm an ugly, terrible person.
Right. It's because they're honest. That.
Right, or right. like even at my house, so we have like a 4-door mirror mm-hmm. in the master bedroom, and one of the mirrors, I look better in that than I do the other one. They were
the
all
one
bought
look.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They all go together, but that's the one I look at all the time, and it happens to be on my wife's side, so she's always mad. She'll tell you, I'm always in front of her closet.
I wish my life had an Instagram filter so I could adjust the way I look constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you need some soft lighting that you could just mount on your shoulders.
That just travels with me everywhere I go.